the difficult times that people had gone through, not only financially from the depression, but also the bad seasons. People were getting pretty desperate and were very elated with the idea of getting irrigation and security. In the early period, as far as I know, this irrigation system that's in Berwickwin was offered to the people east of Berwickwin, and they turned it down, and of course it was very keenly accepted in this area, and it went from strength to strength. As soon as people were able to get decent tractors and good machinery, it wasn't long before you were finding that 600 and 700 acre properties and 1,000 acre properties were more than half laid out. They were starting to irrigate crops, and it really got underway. The old one-way delvers were man-killing implements, and the old graders, whilst they were better than nothing, were a very poor substitute for good machinery. And once the machinery improved, people were able to do a much better job with their country. They were able to construct much better channels, their irrigating ditches, etc. Every property of any size, any progressive property, they had married couples, men employed. At that stage, we had three married couples, and from our properties alone, there would have been 10 or a dozen kids going to school. Finley was, I think, because it was founded on soldier settlement, it was a much less class-conscious town than the surrounding towns. That's the way I found it anyway.